In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, January the 30th today. Good as always to have you along, everybody. This was an interesting weekend for corporate America. It was an interesting weekend for America, in all honesty. But our slice today is the response to President Trump's executive order on refugee admissions to this country by people running some of the biggest companies in this economy. Tech leaders, including Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Airbnb's Brian Chesky, were some of the first to speak up against it. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to make me smart on this. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So listen, not at all surprising that it was tech companies that jumped on this first, right?
Not at all. You know, I think the thing that people don't realize about the tech industry is that it has a really disproportionately high number of foreign-born workers and foreign-born immigrants who went on to start huge, now Fortune 500 companies. And that includes, as I'm sure you've seen thrown around, Steve Jobs, who was the son of a Syrian immigrant. It's an industry that relies heavily on foreign talent in a lot of different ways and has global reach. So you've got companies with, you know, like Google saying, look, we have between 100 and 200 employees who are affected right this second who are stuck overseas. And Uber saying we have drivers who went home to visit their families and now can't come home.
Let me ask you, though, to, as best as we can, play this forward a little bit, because there are reports now of more executive orders coming out that are going to hit tech in different ways.
Yeah, something that we've been looking at really since the election was this question of H-1B visas, because as you know, jobs and immigration are basically, you know, hits one and two on President Trump's playlist. And on its face, H-1B visas hit both. And there's an argument that they take engineering jobs from Americans or high-tech jobs from American workers. People have concerns about this. I talked to Daniel Costa. He's the director of immigration law and policy research at the Economic Policy Institute. That's a Washington-based think tank. And he says, look, everybody knows there are problems.
Having skilled immigration to the United States, bringing in talented workers from abroad is undeniably a good thing. But the H-1B program in particular is, one, not actually immigration. Workers are non-immigrants. And two, it's structured in a way that's a very useful tool for corporate exploitation.
You know, it's likely that tech companies, because they are dependent on these workers, might not fight changes too much, depending on how sweeping they are. Nobody wants to see, nobody in the tech industry wants to see this program go away completely. Everybody was anticipating that there may be changes.
Let me ask you the bigger uncertainty question here, right? Because tech, as you know and as we've been reporting, is the center of innovation in this economy. How do you innovate when you don't know what the rules of the game are going to be?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think you could certainly apply that question to almost every business in America right now. But when you don't know where your talent source is going to come from, when you don't know if your employees are going to be able to make it home, when you don't know where they're going to be stuck and for how long, it certainly distracts you from the business of doing business. You know, it took a lot of these tech leaders a while to be vocal about any concerns that they might have had about the Trump administration. But now that it's affecting their ability to do business, it's not a surprise that they're getting a little louder.
And we should point out here that, you know, 10 days ago, a lot of these same people who are speaking out now in varying degrees of strenuousness were sitting in the conference room up at Trump Tower with Mr. Trump.
Absolutely. And, you know, everybody in business in particular has taken a bit of a wait and see approach, right? Let's see what he does versus what he says. And now that he is doing things, you're seeing a somewhat expected response. And there's always going to be controversy then about how much these companies or these leaders collaborate or don't. Travis Kalanick is saying on Facebook,
the CEO of Uber,
the CEO of Uber, exactly, is saying, look, I'm going to take these questions directly to President Trump because I'm on the Economic Council. And that is part of the reason that I agreed to do that in the first place. But it's going to be complicated days ahead.
Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.